101.5 Truckee Tahoe Radio. Veronica here with another Community Spotlight, our mortgage market educational series with Ephraim Schwartz from OMG Lenders. Hello, Ephraim. How are you today?
Great, Veronica. Nice to be with you again.
Yeah, it's always great to chat with you. And there's a lot going on in the government with the new Fed chair. So let's talk about that. What we learned about the new Fed chair, is he going to hike or cut rates, oil prices, inflation, and what mortgage rates are doing? It's all on tap for today. So let's get into it.
Let's do it. So let's start with the Fed chair. So new Fed chair, Kevin Warsh, in short, sounds to me like he's buying himself some time with task forces. I know that there are those in the financial news who are talking about a possible Fed rate hike. And of course, there's no crystal ball, but I would not bet on that at this point. What we learned about Kevin Warsh and his approach as to what he wants to do with the Fed chair a couple of weeks ago, and summarize, he's going to basically provide less forward guidance and stay away from making predictions and remain more focused on the data at hand. At the same time, while working to modernize how the data on critical reports like inflation and employment is collected, which I think is so past due and well needed. So he's creating these quote unquote task forces, and he's going to use those to kind of analyze the data collection, which really is archaic and does need to be modernized. So I think that's a good thing. With respect to the Fed either hiking or cutting in the near term, the reason why I would not wager that Fed chair is going to do that quite yet and is just trying to buy himself some time is, and most likely keep the Fed funds rate where it's at, is because I think he wants to let the dust settle from the war with Iran, see where oil prices come back down to. You know, they are at $70 approximately today. So this will help inflation numbers once that data has time to catch up and be reflected in the PCI and PCE inflation reports. So we'll see, but I would wager that we don't see any movement from the Fed funds rate for a little bit. I kind of wait for the dust to settle.
Well, that is a good plan, actually, and a good segue into Thursday's PCE inflation report. Any concern that these numbers come in showing inflation hotter than we want to see?
Yes, definitely. I think the market, the market's current expectation is that the headline inflation is going to rise from 3.8% to 4%, and the core, which just strips out food and energy, is going to remain about 3.3 or maybe 3.4. Reminder, these numbers are obviously hotter than the Fed's target of 2%. But keep in mind, all this data was collected when oil prices were in the mid-90s. Mm-hmm. Oil is already today back at $70. And so it'll be interesting to see if the bond market, which is what mortgage rates are based on, takes this inflation data with a grain of salt, knowing that oil, the key driver of all this, is already down so significantly. And so, you know, if that continues in that direction, mortgage rates should creep lower.
So it is a moving target. Yeah. What are mortgage rates today?
Yeah, good question. So kind of mid sixes, options to get in the low sixes, but just a little bit of context for the trajectory of all this. So the Friday before the ongoing conflict with Iran really turned kinetic, the 10-year treasury was 3.95. The 30-year fix has been hovering about 2% above that. So we had 30-year fixes at about 5.9-ish. And that was a big deal. Everyone got really excited that we started to see 30-year fixed rates with a five handle again. But it only lasted a few days. Then the conflict heated up. Oil prices went from the 60s up to like $114. And mortgage rates went up about a half a percent. As I mentioned, oil back down near about 70. So we're almost pre-war oil prices. And rates are starting to creep back lower. Today, the 10-year treasury yield a hair below 4.5%. So that equates to mortgage rates at no points in about the mid sixes. And then folks can use points to get into the low sixes if and when that break-even time frame makes sense.
Okay, so let's get a quick explanation about how points work.
Yeah. So it's all about break-even time frames. And so this is something I think the mortgage world could do a little bit better job explaining. So here's how pricing any mortgage works. Mm-hmm. When you plug in all the variables, each program doesn't just come back with one rate. It comes back with a rate sheet, and there might be a half a dozen to a dozen rate options on there. And then next to each rate is a corresponding number of points. You find the rate on the rate sheet at 0 points, that's basically right where the market is today. And so that would be kind of mid sixes. Mm-hmm. But then if you want, you can choose to spend points to buy the interest rate down. Points are an added closing cost, a one-time fee at closing. 1 point is calculated as 1% of the loan amount. And so the analysis you make is you look at the option at 0 points as kind of the baseline for comparison. And then you say, okay, if I were to choose to spend some points at closing, three columns on the spreadsheet. How much do they cost you at closing versus how much do they save you monthly? And then when's the break-even time frame? How many months of having that savings to recoup the points? Historically, those break-even time frames are about 4 years. Right now, we're seeing them about 2.5 to 3 years. So if you intend to hold the mortgage longer than the break-even time frame, then the big picture lower cost of ownership is to use points to buy the rate down. But the numbers really speak for themselves. There's not an inherently right or wrong answer. And it's really all about that break-even time frame. And then having a conversation about how likely you are to hold the mortgage longer than that break-even time frame. And of course, that factors in not only how long you're going to be in the house, but possibility of refinancing if rates come down a full percent or more.
So points equal dollars.
Correct. Exactly. And okay. Points are just an added closing cost to buy the interest rate down. And so you can, you know, when people see big spreads on rates and they're like, well, you know, I'm seeing rates in the mid sixes, but I also heard somebody, you know, got like 6.125 or 6.25 or 6% or even high fives on ARMs or 15-year fixes. You can get lower. You must know the points attached to a rate quote for the rate to actually be, you know, really relevant. You want to mm-hmm. always see those rate quotes at 0 points and then compare that to options to spend points to buy the rate down.
Great. Great information. Again, as always, Ephraim, I can't wait to see what this new Fed chair does.
Me too. I think I'm optimistic. I think he'll do a decent job, and I think he's going to modernize some of the processes there, which are past due.
Definitely. I mean, just in the last few years, just with technology, I think every system needs to be a little bit modernized.
That is, I couldn't agree more.
Yeah. Well, once again, thank you, Ephraim Schwartz from OMG Lenders, for being here for another mortgage market educational series. As always, it's great to see you.
Likewise. My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
And you can hear this anytime on demand at TruckeeTahoeRadio.com or subscribe and follow on Apple, Spotify, or your favorite podcast provider. Search KTKE. Now it's time to get back into our regularly scheduled programming on 101.5 Truckee Tahoe Radio.